The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Special mitzvahs for Chevli Mashiach. Shalom Avrocha. We're talking about bitochel mitzvahs, which basically, as others explained to us, what bitochen mitzvahs doesn't mean that we have bitochen Hashem that He should tell us what the mitzvahs are. That He revealed to us by the Torah. And we know exactly where to find what the will of Hashem is. The room for bitochen is three steps. Number one, to find out what Hashem wants, through the Torah, through the Talmid Chacham, and we know what the Torah wants from us. Stage number two is to have a desire to do them. And stage number three is to go through the technical steps to make it happen. And the third step, the third part of it, he said, as the Lord said, is that we need to be talking that Hashem should give us the Siyata Shemaya, that we should be able to carry it out. Mrs. Atoli, a lot of things that we may not have yet. We gave a story that the Etzrik. I want to say something specific for our generation. Every generation has a chiyuv of Torah mitzvahs, and every Jew has a chiyuv of Torah mitzvahs. From the time we received the Torah, we were given the schus, the privilege, and the obligation to become Torah mitzvahs. The fact that we're given this obligation is something, once again, it's the biggest gift Hashem can give mankind. We can elevate ourselves to such high levels, closer to Hashem. Mitzad Hasheni, the Kiyama Olam is totally enough. The world, and the fact that the world exists and continues to exist is in our hands. The Klal Yisrael now is going through a very special Tekufa, which is defined as Chevli Moshiach, the birth pangs of Moshiach. When a woman is going through birth pangs, what's happening? Her body is going through a transition from the state of pre-birth to the birth and the after the birth. And since the body has to go through changes, it's painful. Not only that, as it gets closer to the birth, these changes happen more frequently. Contractions have quicker and longer as it's getting closer to the end. And that's what we're experiencing now. The different things we've been going through just the last year or two, one after the other. We have the corona, then we have this Maisa with Miron, and then the Maisa with Kalin, Yivat Zev, and the new government here, all kind of other things, big things and small things are just coming in waves, one after the other. Chazal say there's a way out of Chevli Mashiach. They say you should be Oisik B'Toyra U'Gemilas Chasodim. Also says the person is Mekayim. Three students on Shabbos, he's Mechavid Shabbos, also saves him from this. How does that work? So Maral and others explain like this. Like we said before, birth pangs are to make the transformation transition.
Kol HaLashon.
From stage before birth to during birth and after birth. The same thing by us. We have the pre-Mashiach era and the post-Mashiach era. The pre-Mashiach era, the world externally, primarily revolves around physical things, physical drives, emotions, needs. And we're doing mitzvahs also, but that's the primary thing in our life is the day-to-day needs that we have. And some people even worse than that, they have these tremendous aspirations of and fantasies of getting all kinds of physical pleasures. That's the pre-Mashiach era. When Mashiach comes, we're going to see that all that is batel mevutel. That's such a negligent part of our existence. We have to sustain ourselves. But life is all about recognizing that Hashem is the one who's running the world, and Hashem is so close to us, and bring ourselves closer to Shem, to Hashem, and we're getting to that great shleimus. What Chazal are telling us that we have a way of getting out of Chevli Mashiach means it's not just doing another mitzvah, learning another Daf Gemara, doing another chesed. That won't help you. It's changing the mind frame. If we come and we already establish within ourselves a post-Mashiach mind frame already now, then we don't need to go through the birth pangs of Mashiach to change ourselves, because the attitude is already post-Mashiach. And that's what we're doing now. we're talking about the Shabbos and Mitzvahs, to think that we're not like every other generation that have the precious, special privilege of being kind to our Mitzvahs and bring them close to Hashem. We have much more than that. With our Mitzvahs, we can bring the last stages of the Mashiach into this world. And if we do it in the right fashion and realize that this is the most important thing in our life, to change our attitude. If I'm davening, I'm not just davening, just being mechazik myself to daven a little bit earlier. I'm being mechazik myself to realize the importance and the privilege of davening. What an exalted experience it is to talk to Hashem. If I'm working on sneezes, I'm not just saying, oh, I have to make my sleeves longer or dress longer or whatever it is. I'm being misplaining the exalted nature I am, and it's not my thing for me, it's not fitting for me to go with the garments that are not fitting for such an exalted spiritual person. And with everything, with my gemilas chasod and working on the midas, it's the same thing. It's not just I'm trying to get angry less or trying to be less lazy, but I'm trying to appreciate the special world that I have, the world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the special opportunities. And with that change in mind frame, the Mela, I'm giving Mechazik, my Torah, my Gemilas Chasod, Kovod of Shabbos. Mir Hashem, if we pay more attention to this added dimension of our special period in history, then Mir Hashem will do the right Shabbos in every mitzvah. We'll make sure we get it right and make sure we do our best and our utmost to make it work. And we'll do the simcha because it's the most exciting thing we can do for ourselves. It's not something we have to do. It's something we want to do, and we realize that this is what the world is all about, and this is our greatness. And Mir Hashem, with this, we will be able to go through this period of Heavenly Mashiach with no pain or minimal pain and see the simchas oilam of the bias goyel tzedek and hayav yameinu.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.